大家好，弟兄姐妹们。
We have been singing some marvelous songs today, preparing our hearts to worship.
我们刚刚唱了一些很好的诗歌来准备我们的心来敬拜神。
And these are reminders for us of God's love and His power and His concern for our lives.
这些是给我们一个很好的提醒，让我们知道他的爱，他对我们的关心，他对我们的好处。
There are many reminders nowadays as life moves on. We see reminders of the nature of human beings.
我们看在活在这个世上，我们有很多对我们的这个提醒。
And to hear Sister Amy share about another shooting reminds us that people, if they do not let God change their hearts, will harm other people.
刚才姊妹告诉我们说，德州的这个枪击，当人不愿意神改变他的时候，他就会做出这样的坏事。
How many of you needed reminding to change your watches last night? How many of you heard the reminders?
昨天晚上多少人有人提醒你要改变时间
？Reminders and reminders, and finally I changed all the clocks in our home.
因为这样的提醒。后来我就把所有家里的钟全部都改了。
And I've been reminded that I have too many books in my home.
我常常被提醒我的家里头有太多的书了。
So I've been giving some away and loaning some to others. I'm getting rid of things. I need to be reminded that I have too many books.
我有太多的书，所以有很多的已经给了人了或者借给别人了。但我看到我有一个提醒，就是我有太多的书了。
And I have too many papers in my filing cabinet, so I'm reminded I better start to throw some of them away, or I will be flooded with them.
在我的柜子里头有太多的文件，已经太多了，所以如果不清理的话，就会挤满了。
And the other day, my wife reminded me that I needed, please help me.With the leaves that are falling from the trees.
我的太太也提醒我说，秋天来了，这个太多的叶子掉在这个园子里头，必须要把它们清掉。
My wife really likes to do yard work and clean and garden. She really likes that.
我太太很喜欢做院子的工作，她喜欢我做这些事。
I just like to cut the lawn quickly and be done.
我常常就是说，割完草之后我就没事了。
But the other day we got big bags, and the leaves were directed from the tree to the ground.
但是呢，下秋天来了，许多的树叶就掉在地上，我们收了一大堆。
If I could put my bags under the trees, maybe some of the leaves, most of the leaves would go in the bags, but it did not happen.
如果有可能的话，我放一个篮子在树底下，那些叶子都掉在那边，不是多好吗？
So fall always reminds me.The leaves are coming.
所以到了秋天就给我提醒说叶子就要掉下来了。
And I want to remind us today that God is shaping, He's redirecting, He's changing the course of history.
今天我要提醒大家，神要改变我们，他要改变人类的历史。
Sometimes humans do not have the power to change their lives.
我们常常照着我们的本性，我们是不太容易改的。
God knows that sometimes we are weak and our sin nature hurts us and we can't redirect our lives even if we want to.
常常我们很软弱，而且我们的罪性使得我们不太容易能够改变。
And God knows that sometimes He needs to remind us that.
所以神知道常常要提醒我们
that he wants to help us shape our lives for his purposes and that he will take us on a path that will be the best plan available.
所以他常常要提醒我们让我们改变让我们走在一个他要我们走的道路上。
But he always gives us free will.
但是呢他给我们自由意志。
Even though he has the best plans,
虽然他有很好的计划
He always gives us free will to say yes.
他给我们自由意志
to say yes or to no.
我们可以说好或者不好
Now one of the way that God redirects our lives is through His Word.
一个方法神改变我们就是用他的话语。
And the Bible is the world's most famous book.
圣经是世界上最有名的书。
It has been translated into more languages than any other book in the whole world.
这本书翻译的次数是超过所有的书的。
And Bible translators keep working diligently so that God's word can be read and understood in all parts of the world.
今天有很多宣教师，他们不断的努力，要把圣经翻给更多的语言，使得世界上所有人都能够读，都能够懂。
In the Bible's 66 books, there are descriptions of men and women and how they lived their lives.
圣经有66本书，它描述了许多人他们过的生活。
The Bible does not cover up sin.
圣经绝对不会把这个罪恶给遮掩掉。
The Bible doesn't only point out successes in people's lives.
圣经没有只讲人的成功。
And because the Bible is brutally honest, we can trust it to give us an accurate picture of what God is doing.
所以圣经是非常诚实的，所以我们能够相信它里面所写的东西。
And when we arrive at the 39 books in the New Testament,
当我们读到圣经的新约的27本,
I'm reminded of this quote that no person apart from Jesus himself shapes the history of Christianity like the Apostle Paul.
有人这样说了，这个圣经里头没有一个人像保罗一样被神拣选，被神所雕塑。
I want the Chinese readers today, please, if you would go to 2 Timothy, open the Bible, and go to 2 Timothy if you will. And,
请弟兄姐妹读这个提摩太后书从一章一节到第七节。
Okay. I'd like the Chinese readers to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 7 out loud.
我们读中文的，我们读圣经。提摩太后书一章一节到七节，我们大家一起来读。来，奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我们主耶稣基督归于你们。我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想见你，要叫我满心快乐，想到你心里无为之信。这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里做的，真信也在你的心里。为此我提醒你，使你神借我按手所给你的恩赐如火眺望起来。因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
In this book, Paul is in prison and he senses that he does not have very many more days before they execute him.
保罗在写这个信的时候，他是在监狱里头，他知道他的人生没有多少时间了，他就要会被这个刑罚受死。
And he wants to say to his younger worker Timothy, he wants to give him some wonderful, important principles of living before Paul dies.
保罗在他快死之前，他写信给他的小弟兄提摩太，要让他活一个很得神心意的一个人生。
God is shaping His eternal kingdom, and Paul knows that.
保罗在神在整个建造他的国度，这个特别在保罗的身上。
And Paul remembers how God redirected his life and how He changed his life.
保罗他记得神怎么样在改正他的人生。
If you remember, Paul was a terrorist. Saul before his name was saved. He was a terrorist. He hated Christians, and he was tracking them down to kill them.
保罗在他还没有信主之前，他是叫扫罗。那扫罗是很恨基督徒的，他到各处去抓这个基督徒，要把他们处死。
What forces shaped Paul's life?
什么是使得保罗的生命改变的那个力量呢？
Some of that which shaped him came down from his Jewish ancestors.
他有这样的影响，是因为他接受犹太人的这个传统。
The Bible tells us that sometimes the ways handed down by our ancestors are not only futile but harmful.
圣经告诉我们说，我们很多的传统留下来对我们不但是没有用，而且是对我们有伤害的。
Sometimes the ancestral ways that we have received may seem right, but sometimes those ways that our ancestors gave us take us away from God.
我们祖先所留下来的东西好像看起来对我们很好，但是事实上却是让我们离开神，对我们有害处的。
So the ancestors have shaped Saul's life.
所以这个他的祖先就形成了他的人生。
He's also shaped by the best religious education and training, the top education available, he has it.
那保罗也是在犹太人的他们的宗教的这个训练之下，是最好的老师中出的门徒。
He's almost perfect in keeping the Old Testament laws, Jewish laws, which he knew. He was brilliant, and he was at the top of his class.
那么在他的这个旧的律法里头，他可能是最能够遵守神的律法，在他的课那个犹太老师叫课子的，他是最有名的。
So he's being shaped by the old Jewish testament, and he really believes that the Christian movement is harmful to the Jewish ways that he has inherited.
所以他从犹太的宗教跟传统之下，他以为基督教是错误，是伤害人的。
Saul hates the Christian faith.
所以扫罗他是非常痛恨基督教的。
He tracks down Christians, he arrests them, and he imprisons them.
所以他去抓这些基督徒，把他们送到官府，然后把他们抓起来。
He even executes some of the Christians for believing in a risen Christ.
甚至他让一些人被处死，因为他们传扬耶稣基督的复活。
And today throughout the world, many churches are praying.For the persecuted church.
所以今天全世界有很多的教会都在为那些被逼迫的教会祷告。
Within the last 6 weeks, there was a report that even in Pakistan,
在过去这六个礼拜，在巴基斯坦就很多的教会被逼迫。
Two mainland Chinese nationals were kidnapped and then killed for being Christian preachers.
有两位我们中国的同胞的宣教士就被抓起来了。
And so Saul is tracking down and wanting to harm Christianity.
所以扫罗本来是要去抓这些基督徒，要逼迫他们。
But Saul doesn't know yet that God is going to stop him and is going to change the direction of his life.
但是扫罗他不知道，在正在这个时候。神要阻挡他，然后使他的生命要完全的改变。
Saul doesn't know yet what part he's going to play in God's kingdom story.
扫罗并不知道神在他的身上让他成为一个怎么样的一个人物。
And brothers and sisters, those of us who are real Christians, God has a part for us in His story, and sometimes we're beginning to understand what it is, and sometimes we're not sure.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人，也许我们还不知道，神在我们身上，他都有一个目的，让我们在他的国度里有一个角色。
Saul thinks he's right, and he's moving very strongly down a path in which he thinks it's right.
扫罗他以为他走在正道上，他就很努力的往那个方向去。
And it's a path that is not right from God's standpoint.So God is now going to stop him.
但是在神的角度还那个是不对的方向，神要阻挡他。
you remember. Let me read it to you in English, and then Brother will read it in Chinese. This is in Acts chapter 9. And
我们来看一段圣经, 是在《使徒行传》的第九章。
Let me read it right here. This is what, as he was traveling, it happened that as he was approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground, and he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And Saul said, Who are you, Lord? And the voice said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and it will be told you what you must do.
这个《使徒行传》一九章一节里边说，扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司，求文书给大马士革的各教会。若是找着信徒这信道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。扫罗行路将到大马士革，突然从天上发光，四面照着他。 他就伏伏在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的那耶稣。起来，进城去。你所当做的事，必有人告诉你。”Here's
the key question that Saul asked: Who are you, Lord?
这边有一个很重要的一个问题。 扫罗说：“主啊, 你是谁？”
Have you ever asked that question of the Lord?
你有没有对神这样说话呢?
If you've asked that question of Him, have you heard Him answer you?
你这样说：“主啊, 你是谁的时候, 他有没有回答你呢?
When I was 22 years, I was finishing my undergraduate studies at the University of Washington, and I didn't know Jesus yet.
我22岁的时候从 华大毕业，那个时候我还不是一个基督徒。
Now, Saul is blind. He can see, but he can't see any. He can open his eyes, but he can't see anything.
当大光照扫罗的时候，他可以张开眼睛，但是他却看不到。
I had open eyes, and I thought I could see, but I hadn't seen Jesus yet. Not really.
22岁的时候，我虽然也是眼睛打开。 我看到很多东西，但是我还不认识耶稣。
And two Christian brothers came, and they saw me, and they realized, Brother Andrews, he doesn't know who he is in Christ yet.
那有两个基督徒的朋友，他看到我知道我不认识耶稣基督，他就来跟我说。
So they asked me if I'd be willing to read a chapter a week in Yohan福音, in John's Gospel.
那么他们就问我说，愿不愿意跟他们一起来读约翰福音？
And so, because they were my friends, I said yes.
因为他是我的朋友，所以我就说好吧。And
I began to read one chapter of John's Gospel every week in the basement of the Suzalo Library.
所以我就在一个那个图书馆的楼下，每个礼拜我就读一章新约约翰福音。Many,
many, many books of the world were offering me answers. But I was reading John's Gospel.
那在很多很多书里头，我就正是读这个约翰福音。And
this is what I heard when I read.
这个是当我读的时候，我就得到这样的答案。Jesus
began to introduce himself to me.
耶稣他就自我介绍了。And
he'd say, one week he'd say, I am the bread of life.
有一个礼拜他就说，我是生命的粮。
And I'd read some more, and then he'd say, I am the light of the world.
然后我就读了, 他就说, 我是世界的光。
I'd read some more chapters, I'd say, this is very beautiful. And he'd say to me, I am the door of the sheep.
接着又看很好看, 然后他就说, 我是羊的门。
And then he'd say, I'm the good shepherd.
然后他说, 我是好牧人。
Later he'd say, I am the resurrection and the life.
然后他就说我是复活，我是生命。
And I kept reading, and he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
继续读了之后，他就说我是道路、真理、生命。
And then he said, well, I am the true vine.
然后他说我是那真葡萄树。
And he introduced himself to me, and I heard him.
所以他跟我自我介绍，我就听他的话了。
I believed in my heart, and I confessed with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and he rescued me, and he saved me.
所以我心里承认，口里承认，心里相信耶稣是我的救主。
In a similar way, Jesus is introducing himself to Saul, and he begins to save him.
同样的，耶稣也向扫罗介绍他，结果他就拯救了扫罗了。
So Saul gets up and he's led by his hand like a little child into the city, and he waits for Jesus to unfold his will for him.
所以有人就把扫罗带到大马士革去，然后耶稣就向他显现。
And God begins to redirect Saul's life.
所以神就在那边改变，这个指引扫罗的道路。
This man is going to become the major writer in the New Testament, and he doesn't know it yet.
扫罗以后就变成保罗，他是圣经新约的一个最重要的一个著作者。
Let me read his list of the books he wrote.
我把他所写的书跟他讲一下。
First and Second Corinthians.
就哥林多前书跟后书。
Romans.
罗马书。
Then he's arrested and put in home rest. And then in prison he writes Ephesians.
结果后来他被抓的时候，在监狱里头，他就写了以弗所书。
He writes Philippians.
腓立比书。
In prison, he writes Colossians.
在监狱里，他写了的哥罗西书。
He's chained to a Roman guard, and all day long he's chained, but he writes Philemon.
那么他在跟一个罗马的兵绑在一起的时候，他就写了腓利门书。
They release him from prison, and then they arrest him again.
然后他就被释放，结果又被抓了起来。
And he writes First Timothy.
他就写了提摩太前书。
And then he comes to this book that we're reading from today. Second Timothy.
结果后来他又写了我们今天所读的这个提摩太的后书。
And when he is finished,
当他写完了这个书之后，
they execute him and they decapitate him because he's now a follower of Jesus Christ.
之后他就会被行刑，然后他的头会被砍掉，因为他跟从了耶稣。
And his martyrdom sends a new signal to real Christians.
他的殉道就给世界上带来了一个很大的一个信息。
And it's the message that Jesus has sent to us too.
也是耶稣所给我们的信息。
If you follow me, you must be willing to follow me all the way through your life and take what comes to you.
当你跟随耶稣基督之后，你就会接受到神给你的这个生命，甚至可能面临死亡。
I can remember the time I first heard the phrase, 有命无事。
我听到以前有这样一个说法，就是有命无时。
And my friend was saying about the Christians he was watching, they have a name, but no reality.
就是他看到有一些基督徒，他们虽然是基督徒，但是没有一个实际的表现。
And he was saying that in the history of Christianity in China, sometimes that was true too.
就在基督教的历史里头，有很多人，包括在我们中国教会，有这样的有名无实的人。
And historically, behind this book, there are Christians who are so afraid of being persecuted and their lives being changed that they are leaving the faith and they are abandoning Paul and Christ.
在很多的历史里头就可以看到，为了这些人，他们很害怕，甚至他们离弃的耶稣，离弃的保罗所教导的。
Brothers and sisters, how would you like your name to be put in the New Testament, your name, and it says you abandoned the faith?
你愿不愿意说你的名字放在圣经里头？圣经说你把你的信仰放弃掉了。
I don't want my name. I don't want my name in here that says, "Brother Andrews left the faith."
我不相不希望我的名字这个 Brother Andrew 他后来不信了。
And then Paul records there was another man who did not abandon him, and he put his name in his letter.
但是保罗他就讲究有一个弟兄他没有放弃，他的名字是在圣经里头的。
So two left and one stayed.
有两个人离开了，但是一个人跟随跟着他。
And against that background, Paul knows that when his life is over, he is hoping that Timothy will continue following the Lord.
在这样的背景之中，他希望说，当他离开的时候，这个提摩太会坚守他的信仰。
Words matter greatly.
我们所说的话是非常重要的。
Our choice of words can bring life or death.
我们所用的话，有的时候可以带来生命，有时候带来死亡。
Every one of us has used words that we are not proud of.
我们常常说一句话，我们后来后来后悔了。
And every one of us has used words that have hurt people and caused us to be regretful.
常常我们说一句话就得罪人之后，我们自己都后悔。
Words matter greatly.
所以这个话是非常的重要的。
And personal names matter.
而人取的名字也是非常重要的。
The name Paul means little.
保罗这个原文是小的意思。
It sounds like the Hebrew word Saul.
听起来好像这个希腊文的扫罗一样。
And Paul is little in his own eyes, because he's humble. He's learning to be humble.
保罗在他的眼光中他是微小的，因为他很谦卑。
But he always gives Christ the credit, and he says, "Imitate Christ, imitate me as I imitate Christ."
但是他永远高举耶稣，他别人说你们来效法我，正如我效法基督一样。
You know, brother, it's too bad that we weren't in, say, my living room, that you weren't in my living room, and we could talk without being rushed.
我很希望说有机会能够你到我的客厅，我们讲话的时候没人来打扰。
And if we were talking, and we got to know each other,
当我们在聊的时候，我们彼此就认识。
And you trusted me a little bit.
然后你就比较信任我。
I might ask you, have you ever had turning points in your life?
那我就会问你说，在人生中你有没有什么一个转捩点？
Have you ever had times when you turned, when you recognized that where you were going wasn't good?
那你会说发现说你在走一个道路你觉得不太对，你就开始要改变。
And I would ask you, have you realized, could you share a time when you realized that God had a better plan to direct your life than you have?
你有没有这个经历说在你的人生之中好像神要给你要改变你要到一个更好的一个地方。
And did you fight God as he wanted to change the direction of your life?
当神在想要改变你的时候，你有没有跟他争斗？
And brother, I will just remind you today, since our title is Godly Reminders, I'll remind you that if you haven't asked Christ, who are you, Lord, that you do that.
那么我在今天在讲这个时候，这个虔诚的提醒的时候，我必须要提醒大家说，你有没有问神说，主啊，你是谁？神有没有给你回应
？Maybe you're moving on a path and it really looks good.
当你好像你看见你走的道路好像还不错的话
，And I would ask you that is the goal of your life comfort?
你在人生的这个追求的目标是不是？很舒适。
Is it comfort or Christ?
是舒适呢，还是基督
？Or some of both?
或者是你两个都要
？Is the goal of your life to be making money or to make a good career? I don't know what your answers are.
你的人生的目标是要找一个好的工作，还是要财富？我不知道你的答案是什么。
I don't know what your ancestors or parents have had planned for you. I don't know those answers.
我不知道你这个祖先留下你跟你这个传统留下你的这个是什么。
But I do know, if you have said to Christ, "Who are you, Lord? I'll follow you." He is changing the course of your life.
但是如果你曾经说主啊，你是谁？ 你有答案的话，你是一个基督徒的时候，我就知道耶稣他在你身上他有一个目的。
I'm learning when people ask me, I have two sons, when they ask me, how are your sons?
那么我有两个儿子，这个两个儿子他们常常会说，你问我说，你的孩子像什么？
I listen to the question and I think I know what they want to know.
听他们在跟我讲的时候，其实我已经知道他们在想要什么。
I'm learning to answer them this way.
我这学习的要跟他们这样回答。
My two sons are following Christ with their own faith, not mine.
我的两个儿子，他们在跟随神，是根据他们的信心，不是根据我的。
And they have turned into, by faith, good dads and good husbands.
那么结果他们因着他们信仰，就变成了一个好父亲、好信徒。
Is that enough answer for you?
这个是不是给你一个好的回答呢？
Or do you want to know where they work, what kind of job they have, what kind of car they ride, what kind of home they live in? Do you need all those details? Do you need those?
还是说你需要知道说他们在哪里工作，他开什么车，住在什么地方，他是怎么样的这些情节呢？
And I'll just tell you, when I tell them that my sons are following the Lord, I mean all the rest.Are just details.
我只要跟人家讲说他们是好父亲，他们是好的信徒，那其他其实都是细节而已。
And Paul is now going to follow Christ all the days of his life. He's going to leave everything that he owns on earth, and he's going to move into the kingdom of God when they execute him.
从这个以后，保罗就开始根据神的方法这道路去进行。他会把他所有的东西放在地上，他跟随主的脚中。
If we go back on the slides, back to the three points.
我们看今天要讲的三个部分。
Above that, right above that.
在上面，还有那个谁换一下那个。
And then we'll just leave that there, please.
三点。前面，往前面。
Oh, this is no advertisements. This is a pause, but no advertisements.
在我这边，我们休息的时候没有广告。
Now, yeah, in your program is also the outline.
对，在这个程序单上也有这个大纲。
So, brothers, God is redirecting Paul's life.
所以大家弟兄姐妹，神在改变这个保罗的他的人生。
He is going to make Paul, that's good, the first one. He's going to shape him into one of the most powerful writers in all of Christianity.
神使得保罗成为新约的最伟大的作者。
And so this one life that is changed will now produce writing.That will change millions and millions and millions of people's lives so that they will know Christ and they will be with him into eternity rather than hell.
神改变了保罗，保罗就写出这么多的圣经，这些圣经就影响着千千万万的基督徒，他们的人生被神所改变。
So, brothers and sisters,Let me ask you some questions in applying to this first part.
弟兄姐妹，我首先要问大家一些问题，来看看。
Do I really want God to shape my life for His purposes?
我愿不愿意神来改变我的人生，来照着他的要我们的形象。
Do I really want to surrender my will and my agenda and my life?And let God redirect it.
我不愿意，愿不愿意放弃我的个人的想法，我的议程，其他的事情来跟从耶稣呢？
If God has the best plan for my life, do I really want Him to redirect my time and my health and my money and my career, my marriage and my descendants? Do I really want Him to work with that, or do I want Him to just sort of leave me alone.
如果我是这样想的话，我愿意神改变我的健康、我的事业、我的其他的各方向，我们甚至我的孩子，使得我能够照着他的要改变我们的呢？
Our answers to those questions will tell us, will tell the Lord, especially if we want, if we really want to please Him or not.
我们的答案就可以表现出来，我们愿不愿意使他高兴，取悦于他。
From watching Paul live, he wants Christ to change all of his life to serve God with no turning back.
我们看到保罗所表现的，就是他所做的，他就从来没有任何的转动，照着神的去做。
So he is fully cooperating with God changing and shaping him.
所以他是完全跟神合作，让神来改变他的人生。
I was chuckling the other day when a man in our church said, he said this.
我有一天跟我们教会的一个弟兄聊天，他这样说。
He said of our pastor, he's all in.
他说我们的牧师啊，他是完全的投入。
Basically, the pastor's not fooling around. He's got his whole life into letting the Lord change.
这个牧师呢，他是全心全意是在神的里头。
And then this person said, and Dick, he's all in too.
他说 ，Dick 弟兄呢，他也是完全投入。
I appreciate that, and I trust that I can run such a race that will be true when I finish this earth's life.
所以我听了，我非常欣慰，我就希望说我是这样一个人。能够走完神的道路。
Okay, let me change this slightly and pick it up. The second point, how God changes Timothy's life, how God shapes Timothy's life.
第二点我们要讲的就是神怎么样改变提摩太。
Timothy's name means he who honors God.
提摩太的名字就是说这个人是在要荣耀神的。
Don't know who gave him that name, probably his mother, grandmother, but it's a godly name.
那么我们不知道谁给他的名字，可能是他的母亲或者他的祖母，那他们两个是一个非常敬虔的这个基督徒。
How many mothers do we have here today? May I see your hands?
这边母亲可不可以举起手来？
Okay, how many grandmothers do we have?
在这边有祖母的吗？
Okay, now, brothers and sisters, 2 Timothy tells us, that one of the major ways that God shaped Timothy's life, he used Timothy's grandmother and his mother to shape him spiritually.
有很多人在塑造提摩太的人生，包括他的祖母跟他的母亲。
They taught him the Old Testament scriptures.
他们就用了这个旧约的圣经。
And 2 Timothy said, they were godly women with real faith, sincere faith, not hypocritical faith.
那么这两位祖母跟母亲，他们是真诚的一个信主的基督徒。
Their faith, the grandmother and mother's faith wasn't full of nice appearances with play acting.
他们表现的不是他们在那边表演。
Their faith was real, and Timothy saw it.
他们的信心是非常真实的，所以提摩太就看见了。
And so one of the very clear lessons we learn from a man who's writing in prison is that parents and grandparents can really influence their children and grandchildren to follow Christ. Enormous influence.
所以我们从保罗的书信里，我们就可以看到这个母亲、祖母，他们可以真正的能够影响他们的孩子跟他们的孙子。
And brothers and sisters, the fact is, when you look for Timothy's father, his dad, when you look, how did he help? There's nothing there that you can tell.
那么当你读圣经的时候，你会找不到这个提摩太父亲的任何的描述。
That doesn't say that Timothy's father didn't help him. It just doesn't record anything.
并不是说他的父亲没有帮助他，而是说在圣经上我们是找不到。
All it says is Timothy's father was a Greek.
只是说 这个提摩太的父亲他是一个希利尼人，希腊人。
That means he's not Jewish, he's Greek.
他不是一个犹太人。
So Timothy is half Greek and half Jewish.
所以这个提摩太是一半是这个希腊人，一半是犹太人。
That's all it says about his dad.
这个圣经所描述的就这样没有了。
And so because it's silent, we can't make up answers. But I do know this.
虽然圣经这没有这样讲，我们所以不能够太去猜测。
I know this.
但是我知道。
If a child is influenced by a Christian mother and a Christian father, that child has a much better chance of being shaped by God fully.
所以圣经让我们看到，就是如果你这个父亲跟母亲都是基督徒的话，会带来这个儿子女儿更大的影响。
I don't have a message today about absentee fathers.
我今天没有讲到这个，就是不，没有不指引职的父亲的这个信息，不是我没有讲这个。
麻烦。
Trouble.
I don't have that message.
我没有这个信息给大家。
So I'm going to leave that alone.
所以我请大家自己去看。
Maybe Father's Day.
这也许父亲节的时候再讲吧。
But his mother and grandmother had the largest spiritual influence on Timothy.
所以提摩太的母亲跟祖母在他人生中是非常重大影响的人物。
And then there's Paul.
然后就是保罗了。
His mentor, his discipler.Paul.
就是他的导师来做门徒的这位导师。
Paul meets Timothy as a teenager.
保罗在提摩太还是年轻的时候就认识他。
Their relationship grows and matures, and Timothy becomes a disciple of Christ and is mentored by Paul.
就在他提摩太长大之后，这个保罗就做他的导师。
Timothy starts traveling extensively with Paul.
那提摩太常常跟保罗一起去游行，去布道。
And he becomes his co-worker in the gospel work.
就在他传福音的时候，成为他的同工。
Here is what Paul says about Timothy.
现在保罗就描述提摩太他是怎样一个人。
It's found in Philippians 2:20-22.
是腓立比书二章二十到二十二节。
Beautiful description.
他这边有一个非常美妙的描述。
Paul says about Timothy.
保罗说怎么形容这个提摩太。
For I have no one like Timothy who will be genuinely concerned about your welfare.
因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事。
So to the Philippians in the church, Paul says, I don't have anybody like Timothy because he is genuinely, really interested in your welfare. He's interested in your lives. I don't have anybody like that.
他跟腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹讲说，在你们之中没有一个人像提摩太一样，他是挂念你们、关心你们的人士。
And then Paul said, for they all seek...their own interests, not the interests of Jesus.
说别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。
He's seeing what's happening to people. They're only taking care of themselves. That's not who Timothy is.
他看到所有人都关心自己的事，但是不是提摩太，提摩太却挂念他们别人的事。
And then Paul says this, but you know Timothy's proven worth.
这边到了二十二节说，但你们知道提摩太的名证。
Proven worth, how as a son with the father, he has served in the gospel.
他兴旺福音与我同劳，待我像儿子待父亲一样。
He has proven himself.
所以这个提摩太已经证明了他自己。
He's a real gospel worker.
他是一个真正的福音的这个作者。
And when I remember Timothy, I start to weep.
当我在想到提摩太的时候，我就有点想要哭。
And Paul saw Timothy weep when he said farewell to Paul.
当他跟提摩太说再见的时候，提摩太眼中有泪。
And now Paul is calling Timothy, Lila, come and see me for the last time.
所以这个时候保罗就跟提摩太说，你来，赶快来看我最后一面。
Now, brothers and sisters, the third point is reminders to receive and do, first, verses 6 and 7, and I'm getting ready to wrap this up, okay?
So, 接下来我们就来看第三点之后，我们看怎么样来结束这个今天的讲道。
He knows Timothy well, he trusts him. Timothy is proven.
他认识提摩太，他信赖提摩太，他也知道提摩太成为一个名声。
And in verse 6, he says to him, I'm reminding you to stir up, to rekindle the gift which God gave you.
他这里说，他跟提摩太说，你要从你心中把那个信心用火再眺望起来。
Okay, brothers and sisters, do this with me, okay? Do this for me, okay? Go like this.
请大家跟我这样做，来这样转。
Yeah. You know what you're doing?
你这样做是什么吗？
You're stirring up.
你在那边鼓动
yeah, stirring up.
你在那边鼓动、
okay. And Paul says to Timothy, I want you to stir up the gift that God gave you. Stir it up.
我要你在心里再把那个火再眺望起来。
And here's the gift God gave you, Timothy. Stir it up.
这是神给你的恩赐，你赶快用火眺望起来。
He gave you power.
他给你能力。
He gave you love.
他给你仁爱
and he gave you discipline, self-control.
你有给你这种谨守的心。
He gave you those three things, stir them up.
神给你这三件事情，你要用火，好像火在眺望起来。
Let the Holy Spirit stir you up.
让圣灵在那边眺望你。
Because Timothy, I know you very well. In you, there's a spirit of fear.
为什么？因为我认识你，知道圣灵在你。心中有一个警醒的心。
The Greek said it's a spirit of fear. It's not of power. It's not love. It's fear. Fearful.
是一种胆怯的心。
And if you're going to be a leader which God has given you power, love, and self-discipline, you can't have that kind of fear. It's not from God.
如果你要成为一个神的一个仆人，你就不能有一个胆怯的心。
You're timid. You're timid.But you're not just timid, you're fearful.
你不但是很谨慎，而且你是有一点胆怯的心。
Don't let that spirit of fear overtake you, or you will not be able to lead God's people. Stir up the gifts.
不要因为这样就使你胆怯。
Let Holy Spirit stir up the gifts.
让圣灵在那边眺望你的恩赐。
Don't just sit there.
不要在那边光是坐着，什么事也不做。
Let the Holy Spirit stir up the gifts He's given you.
让圣灵在你心中能够眺望，让你把这些东西恩赐能够眺望起来。
Did Timothy listen to Paul?
提摩太有没有听这个保罗的话呢？
Well, we can tell how because of how Timothy lived his life.
但是我们从圣经里我们看到这个提摩太他怎么样活他的人生。
He stirred those gifts up, and he became.The first century Christian bishop of Ephesus.
我们说从历史里头可以看见提摩太变成以弗所的一个主教。
He's the top leader in the Christian churches in the city of Ephesus.
在以弗所的时候，这个教会里头他是一个领袖。
But this is great. Now that's good. That's during his life. But what did Timothy look like at the end of his life?
那么提摩太他生的时候是一个领袖，他后来死是怎么样死的呢
？True story，
是一个真的道真的故事。
When Timothy turned 18 years old，
当提摩太八十岁的时候
，he was going down a street and he noticed a big parade， a big group of people。
那么他在路上走的时候就看到有很多人在那边游行
，and this group of people。Wanted to worship, they were going to worship the goddess Diana, who's a false goddess.
那么他们这些人呢，他们是要并拜那个 Diana， 是一种这个一个不是神。
He's 80 years old and he sees this mob, this group of people, large group, who want to go worship a false god.
当他八十岁的时候，看到这些盲目的人要去敬拜这个 Diana 的时候
，Here's what he does. He starts preaching the good news of Christ.
他就赶快讲神的福音。
He's 80 years old.
他80岁的时候,
he says, I'm delivering to you that Christ died for our sins.
我告诉你说耶稣为我们的罪钉死了。
He was killed and he was resurrected on the third day.
他被杀了之后,第三天从死里复活。
And then he appeared to more than 500 people, arisen and alive. That is the gospel. Jesus saved, he was killed, he's resurrected, he's alive and well.
耶稣死了以后,他向人复活,所以耶稣是为人受死,埋葬,复活,今天活在我们当中。
Do you think the crowd said, Oh, Timothy, 谢谢你, oh, 你是太客气。 You think he said, You're very kind. Thank you very much for those good words. You think they said that?
你想到那些人会说, 提摩太,你说得太好了,谢谢你,你认为他们会这样子吗?
80 years old.
80岁了。
They were so angry that he would speak the gospel to them. They beat him up right there.
他们气得不得了,然后就当场就打他。
They dragged him through the streets, 80 years old.
把他在街上拖着走,他80岁。
And they stoned him to death.
然后他们用石头把他打死,
80 years old.
80岁,
did he have a spirit of fear when he said the gospel at 80?
你想想看, 在他80岁的时候, 他讲这些话的时候, 他有没有一个胆怯的心呢?
Doesn't sound like it. He wasn't trying to stir up trouble. He was just preaching the gospel.
他不是想要找麻烦, 他是却胆很壮告, 刚强壮胆的,
Paul had seen Christ die.
保罗看见耶稣,
Christ was innocent, but he was crucified for our sins.
耶稣他死了,为我们这些人,担当了罪孽。
Paul was innocent, but he was crucified for his faith in Christ who forgave us our sins.
那么保罗也是,他也没有罪,结果他也是寻道。
Timothy is killed and martyred because he's following Paul's example and Christ's example. There's no fear there that I can see.
提摩太也效法保罗,结果后来寻到了,他在他中间是没有那个胆怯的心的。It
looks like Timothy said, Lord, I'm all in. You change my life for what you want.
对,提摩太跟神说,主啊,我是全心在你头,你改变我吧。
And so, brothers and sisters, as I close today, I have two questions for us.
那么在我还没有结束之前, 我有两个问题。
On the application.
Application.
This is the part that preachers never get to.
这个是通常这个讲道人都没办法到这个时候。
Okay. When you read 2 Timothy 1 through 7, here's my question. What does the passage tell me, tell you about your relationship with God?
我们读这提摩太后书一章一到七节的时候，你读了之后，你会觉得说这些圣经跟你跟我说些什么？
What does it tell me about my relationship with God?
这讲到我跟耶稣基督的这个关系是怎么样？
Here's what I've learned.
这是我所学习到的。
God has been shaping me since I was conceived in my mother's womb.
我知道自我曾在我的母胎里头成型之后，神已经在我生命中改变了我。
And my mother always told me this true story when she was having me in Honolulu.
那么我的母亲常常讲，当她怀我孕的时候，在这个夏威夷的时候，发生什么事？
Her doctor, my doctor, was the most famous Chinese baby doctor in Honolulu.
我接生我的那个医生是一个中国人，他是在Honolulu是一个最有名的一个妇产科。
Basically, he could use both hands. He rescued me from strangling and bleeding. He turned me around and all kinds of things, and he saved my life.
他我这个可能这个在母胎的时候这个歪曲了，所以他用他的手把我扭曲扭回来，他救了我。
Years later, his daughter took me to her dad's tombstone so I could see who this doctor, who this Chinese doctor was, Dr. Wah Kai Chang, who he was that saved my life.
后来他的女儿有一次就带我到他的父亲的坟地, 让我争取去摸摸他的墓碑, 让他知道这位救他命的这个医生到底是谁。
I think my mother really wanted to not only thank Wah Kai, not only thank him, but to say to me, you have been saved for God's purposes. I think that's what she was really trying to tell me.
我的母亲她其实想要跟我讲说, 你的生命就是这位医生救了你, 为的就是要在神中让做他的工。
None of us knew the Lord.
我们其实原来不认识神的。
But God was shaping already what he was going to do in my mom's life, save her life too, and then save mine. He was already at work.
所以其实神在我们不认识他的时候, 他已经在我们的人生中,在我们的母亲的身上开始做工, 就拯救我们了。
Brothers and sisters, it's clear, those of you who are Christians and born again,
弟兄姊妹, 你很清楚, 那些已经, 这个, 重生得救的这基督徒, 你知道,
you've given God your zip code. You've given him your email. You've given him access to your life.
你把你的 email, 你把他, 你的电话, 什么都给了你, 因为让他能够来改变你的生命。
And you can let him shape you during your lifetime for his purposes.
在你的人生中, 你可以让你的生命, 让他来改变。
Or, as history shows, you can back away and play it safe and do your own thing.
也许你也可以退缩, 你只管你自己的事, 让神没有在你身上有任何的作为。
What I have learned as a born again Christian is my life is not my own.
我成了一个基督徒之后, 我就知道我的生命不是我自己的。
God has forgiven my sins.
神赦免了我的罪。
He's purchased my freedom.
他救了我,
and I continue to choose to follow him daily.
And
I trust I can do that all the days of my life.
我知道在我人生之中, 每一天他都会这样来,
what does this passage tell me about my relationship with God? It tells me that when I die physically, everything I own, all of my physical possessions, they're all staying here.
我知道当有一天我离开这个世界的时候, 我所拥有的任何事情都是在这个地上。
My oldest son is a tremendous reader.
我的大儿子他是一个常常读书的一个人。
I used to think I will give my oldest son all my books.
我就想说我把我所有的书都留给我的儿子。
Then I realized he has more books than I do.
但是我后来发现他有的书比我还更多。
That is not a good plan. He can't get 7 or 8 more shelves for my books. He already has 7 or 8 of his books.
我不能够把我这七八个书架的书都给他, 因为他自己有更多的书。
And I love that phrase, 太多了。
太多了。
Definitely. But I know this. Everything that I leave is staying here, and I am gone. Christ will take me to be with him. It's over.
所以我所拥有的东西全部要留在地上, 神要只把我接走。
Therefore, I want to be a wise manager of everything that God has given me, including my spiritual gifts.
所以今天我在这世上, 我就必须要成为一个好的一个管理员, 管理神所托付我的这些一切。
And that is how he works. He has us accountable. Our lives are not our own.
所以他要我们每一个人都能够负一个责任, 因为我们的人生, 我们的生命, 不是我们自己的。
Let me do 2 more questions. If you do not have godly mentors,
那么所以问两个问题, 第一个就是说, 你如果在你的人生中还没有一个, 近前的一个导师的话,
pray for godly mentors like Paul was with Timothy.
你要求神让你生命中就好像保罗是提摩太的一个导师。
Brothers, when I became a Christian at 22,
当我在22岁成为基督徒之后,
the Lord must have said, I need to help Brother Andrews here.
神就说我必须要帮助这个 Dick Andrew.
And he gave me my first mentor.
他就给我一个第一个导师。
And that mentor trained me.
那个导师就训练我。
We read the word, we prayed, we talked about things. He mentored me at 22. He started mentoring.
他在二十二岁就带领我读圣经，做基督徒。
Then later, as I started to sound like my mentor,
慢慢的我就越来越像我的导师。
God took him away from me, so I didn't sound like him. I sounded like me.
结果神就把这个导师拿开我，我就变成只有像我自己。
Then he gave me another mentor.
然后他就给我了另外一个导师。
And when I traveled and left the state, he gave me another mentor in Colorado.
然后我搬到科罗拉多之后，他又给我另外导师。
And he gave me another mentor who was one of the world's experts on the church in China.
那么结果后来神又给我一个他认识台大陆教会的这样一个导师。
God has always given me mentors because he didn't dare leave me alone.
所以神在我人生中给了我许多的导师，因为他不让我一个人在那边独自的挣扎。
So knowing that I am to also make disciples, I have also asked the Lord, Lord, give me especially some younger men that I can help.
所以我也问神说，求神让我给我一些我能够做他们的导师的人。
And I'm watching some of them grow in Christ.
在主里头，我看见这些人在成长。
And they are watching me too.
同时他们也在看我。
And their question is this man's life real?
他们就问说，这个人他的人生是真实的吗？
Because they're going to copy my faith as I imitate Christ. They're going to do that.
因为他们要效法我，就像我效法基督一样。
So if you are a godly mentor already, may I urge you, keep looking for others.So, and I'm talking women too, especially the women. The women need godly mentors too, and the men, believe me, the men really need godly mentors. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing.
所以男生也好，女生也好，其实都需要导师。如果你已经成长到一个地步，你愿不愿意做别人的导师呢？
Brothers and sisters, I ask you, and I end with this. Here's my last question. What is...Your next action step.
那我现在要问大家一个问题，就是说你人生中下一个步骤的时候，你的功课是什么？
You can only do your next action step. What will it be?
你必须只能做某些事情，你下一个这个要做的事是什么呢？
One of my next action I know is I am to become a real neighbor to the neighbors who surround my home.That's one of my next action steps, period.
我的下一个要做的行动就是在我住的附近我成为我邻居的好邻居。
I can do that. My wife and I can do it. We just need to go across the street.
我们是可以这样做的，只要我能够走到对接的路上就可以跟别人讲了。
Introduce ourselves, have them come over for a meal, start learning who they are, and we can do this.
我们可以自我介绍，请他们过来吃饭，然后就可以介绍自己，成为他们的好邻居。
The action step the Lord has given me clearly is I need, as a grandfather, to pray more effectively for my two sons, their wives, and my six grandchildren.
另外一个就是我马上需要做的事情，就是要我为了我两个儿子，他们两个的妻子。跟他们所生出的孩子为他们祷告。
So I made a new binder, and there are 6 days, and I start with my granddaughter, and then I have 5 grandsons, and on each day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Saturday, I pray for each of my grandchildren, and I write down my requests. This is because the Lord said, you need to be more serious about praying for your grandchildren.
所以我在有一个记录簿上就把我所有的那个。儿子孙子大家都写出来每一天我都为一个人祷告我把我祷告的事也都记录下来因为神给我一个这样一个责任就是要好好的替他们祷告
Brothers and sisters may God give you your next action step may he give you the next one after that may he keep directing you into his love and into his service.
求神也帮助你们，让你们知道神在你们身上的下一个步骤是什么，他在你人生中要怎么样来这个塑造你的人生。
And like the evening newscaster who says, "Thank you for the privilege of your time."
所以跟那个广播员说，谢谢你给我有这个机会跟你们交通。
God bless you.
求神这个祝福你们。